Yeah, man. So tell me what's new. I know
let's see.
I saw your update. How many leads are in the door?
How many leads or how many a bird?
Yeah.
How many bird dog leads?
Yeah, how many?
Let's see. They went over my 250. They went over my 250. After that, they had some more that they were sending in after the update.
Nice.
So I'm at
194
plus 119.
Okay.
Let's see.
So about just under 320, 315 or so.
313. One lady is doing really good. She's sending in, like, her pictures seem like they're, you know, vacant or boarded up houses. My guy that's the fastest, you know, I rejected his leads one time, and then he just sent me a whole bunch of leads just now, and it seems like he just took pictures of houses. He just explained to me why he took pictures. So I pushed back on him, but I didn't reject them all. But I'm expecting that 313 is going to get closer to 250 by the time I finish. But in doing that, it kind of slowed me down because I meant to turn those over to the skip tracer, and now I have to I haven't paid him for his, and I have to scrub his a little harder than hers.
Okay.
And I'm hitting this holiday wall now, so my
this plan is a challenging week. Yep.
Yeah. So my plan now is to get all of the leads scrubbed and to get them out to the skip tracer so they can skip trace everything, the leads and the buyers.
Okay.
And I think I'm gonna just be ready to hit the phones on Monday.
Okay.
But it's a lot of stuff that I can do. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, let me give you something to keep in the back of your mind, too, is because eventually, not eventually, but here in the near future, you're going to have a salesperson on.
Yes.
So stockpile some leads, right? Everybody's on a budget of some kind with marketing, but stockpile some leads. A salesperson that's full-time will need, rule of thumb, about 200 a week if they're putting in, you know, about 40 hours. So kind of keep that in the back of your mind. Couple hundred leads a week, so you can think, okay, I've got 400 leads sitting here, you know, that gives me a couple weeks. If I brought a salesperson on today, that would give me 2 weeks to, you know, make sure that these leads are still coming in and they're being skip traced and that kind of thing. And it's likely that, you know, you're going to need multiple bird dogs, you're going to need multiple VAs who can skip trace, and, you know, to kind of coordinate that whole thing so you can feed the engine. Now, part-time, you know, somebody that's committed to 4 hours a day, 3 to 4 hours a day, you know, split it in half, about 100 leads a week, something like that. And that's five days a week, part-time, 5 days a week, full-time. So.
Got it.
That'll,
and that's also what I wanted to do this week.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of prepare for that transition, like to get wrap my brain around it and the videos, and I wanted to kind of think through the phone system during this downtime. But I can't think of what else to do during this holiday period, since I don't really want to be calling people
leads.
During this holiday period.
You're going to need leads. If your bird dogs are willing to drive, send them. Because once they're in here's what's cool about vacant leads. They're like wine, right? They get better with time. So, watch how cool this is. If you have a postcard that goes out and people respond to it, you don't want to let those leads sit for 2, 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 2 months, 3 months. But a vacant house. Now, could somebody have done something with their vacant house between now and when you call them? They could. But the longer that thing sits vacant, in most cases, the bigger the pain gets, because property taxes aren't going away, right? If anything, over time, they're getting more expensive. The city keeps harping on code violations and trim that front yard, and we're about to condemn your house, and, you know, the list goes on and on. So once they're captured, don't ever delete these. You could call these in a year. You just never know. But vacants get better with time. That said,
so as far
you
as my bird,
call them, obviously, but yeah, generate them, bring them in.
As far as my bird dogs are concerned, then I might be getting into some overlap as far as sending somebody back out to a zip code that they've already been in. So I was thinking that I could send them the leads that they've sent me, so that they'll know not to send me those leads again, at least for a period of time. What are your thoughts on that? My concern was about basically I'm giving them my list.
Yeah, I wouldn't turn them over. I would tell them, have them drive. You want them to drive every street and every zip code. Now, whether they're that organized and they actually do it or not, they're not going to be perfect at it. But give them one zip code at a time and tell them, I want you to drive this entire zip code. Here's the perimeter. We talk about it. My favorite site, or the best one I found, is UnitedStatesZipCodes.org. It's the Postal Service. Put in the website. You can zoom in on it. But what's cool about it is you could even print that off, and it puts each different zip code in a slightly different color. So, however you want to do that, if you want to take a screenshot and keep track of who's going where. But I created a little field in FreedomSoft for contacts, and I called that section. I used custom fields and called it zip code tracking, and it's got their PayPal email address, and then I've got their payment tracker where it says X amount sent on this date for this many leads, so you always know. And then down below that, I put a little notes box that says zip code tracking, and it says, zip code 12345 given to them on this date, 12345 cleared on this date, next zip code given, that zip code cleared. And that way, when you go in, as long as you have some kind of system to it where you can track it, but yeah, you don't want bird dogs saying, hey, drive the west side of town and send me whatever you can. You've got to break it down by zip code so you don't have overlap.
So what happened? So I've sent them the zip codes, and what I did that I maybe should not have done is, like, once they came back with things from that zip code for that one day, then I gave them another zip code.
Yeah, you got to have them drive until they clear the whole thing. And they need to drive, ideally, somebody goes out and drives every street in that zip code, and that typically will take them 3 to 4 days. Depends on how much time they have, and how many, how many times they're pulling over to take a photo. But, yeah,
so
you want
them
to clear
back
that whole thing.
So now that I've done that, when I send them back to these zip codes, like, I'll send the same people that did it the first time to the same zip code. I want to sign a new person to the zip code.
Yeah.
But I need them to keep up with what they've already done.
You do. And they should remember where they drove. But if not, you got to call them back and say, hey, I gave you the second zip code too early. You started here in 12345. Do you remember what part of it did you drive? And let's get you to go back. We got to clear these one at a time.
Okay.
Yep, you want them to drive the whole zip. Here's the thing. Maybe you just want them to drive a part of a zip, right? Maybe there's a freeway going through and there's activity to the east but not to the west. Whatever the case is, but have them drive that and then tell you, hey, I just drove all of 12345, sent in 110 leads. This zip code is good to go. And then when you start to track that, now you can drive the other zip codes in the city and come back to that one at a later date. Don't go drive it again in a month, because it won't have changed that much. So, but yeah, you've got to go back and be more thorough in each zip.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why that perimeter comes in handy.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around how to deal with the repeat. Even if I don't give them the list, I have to process what they bring in and make sure it's not a repeat.
It's likely you're gonna get some overlap over time, but
yep.
I mean, it would be nearly impossible to keep it perfect. But at the end of the day, we're generating great leads for an inexpensive price. And even if you send direct mail and that kind of thing, and you buy three different lists in the same city, there's going to be some repeat records on there. That's just part of it.
Gotcha.
So, yep. But if you clear one zip code at a time and say, as soon as this one's clear, I'll give you the next one. I want you to drive every street. That way you're at least tracking it with some rhyme or reason. So.
And I might be able to help them with that map creator. Like if I populate the map with the with what they've given me, then I might be able to visually see what part of that zip code that they haven't really hit.
You could, yeah. After they come in, you could export their campaign and map it and then see it. Yeah, you could.
Okay.
Yep. You got it. What else? So, yeah, it's Larry and I were just chatting. If you've just come on, it's it can be kind of a tough week, but don't lose Thanksgiving week. I mean, you know, today's a work day. Tomorrow, some people will even be in there on Wednesday. But here's the thing about the holiday season coming up is people are looking for extra money. I mean, I just hired a bird dog end of last week, and she's a single mom. She's got a couple kids. She has a little bit of experience. She's bought and sold a couple rentals with her dad, so she knows what bird dogging is and that kind of thing. And she goes, she just hit the ground running all weekend. She goes, how many, she said, I'm going to go out tomorrow. How many more can I bring in? And, I told her, let's go find 100 more. And she's hungry, but, you know, it's a good time of year where people are looking for some extra cash. So I was just telling Larry, if you can stockpile some vacants, because they don't go bad, right? The longer a house sits vacant, the more likely the owner wants to sell. So these are leads that, I mean, if you, obviously you want to call them as soon as possible to get deals going, but, you know, if circumstances happen and you generated some leads and skip traced them and didn't call them for 3 months, these are still good leads. Because there's a decent chance the house is still vacant. And that problem is now 3 months bigger than it was. So, anyway. Anything else, Larry?
Nope.
Hey, this week, too, if you're on, we're going to do Monday, Wednesday office hours because Thursday's Turkey Day, and I'm not jumping on. Love y'all, but I'm going to be chowing on the good stuff Thursday afternoon. How about that? And I hope you will be, too. So, yeah, Monday, Wednesday, I'll get an email out about that, but if you're on, I might as well just tell you now. So, who else? Updates and questions.
Hey, Mike, it's Ben.
Hey, Ben.
How's it going?
Ben and then Hal. Yeah, good. Good. What's the good word?
Quick question for me. So, mm-hmm. Brief update. We've been having a real hard time with sales. A good salesperson. Mm-hmm. I've been through a couple who are no good. Had a few who I thought might be good kind of back out at the last minute.
Yep.
Posted some ads. I posted one based on what you said last office hours, you know, for the
Yeah, shortened to the point.
To the point. That seems to be getting some good interest. So
some
of the folks, though, asked for, like, some sort of guarantee.
Yep.
What's your response to that?
I guarantee to show up, bring you good leads.
Okay.
Yeah, not paying it. I'm not.
Yeah, me neither, but.
Yep. Rob's on a, I'll tell you, Rob's on a little different. He brought his sales team in with that 10 to 20%, and they were all crushing it, and they had to back him off a little bit. So now they're paying him a small base. And, again, Rob's in a different spot.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying any base. Yeah, he was in a different spot, just with a bigger team in place and some other things. So I can just tell you, I'll tell you what he's doing. His is a little more complicated. What they did was they set up, I'm not even going to go into detail because I don't want somebody trying to mimic it, but they set up like a stock amount when they run the math. And then for the salespeople to get a commission, the sales team has to buy lower than that price. And the dispositions person has to sell for more than. And then they now get a commission on the spread, on the added spread.
Okay.
What's going on? So it's gotten more complicated.
It is.
But yeah, I like the 10%. Unless you hit X amount per week, then it goes to 20. Let me tell you all this too. Sales people who do sales full time, they're a different breed. They can be a little bit transient. Turnover is going to be normal. Some of that's going to come with it. So you're going to go through seasons where, right, Ben, you just said, hey, I've been through a couple, nobody's been good. And then you'll go through seasons where you have a good run with one person or two. It's kind of a nature of it, right? They're a rare breed in society. They're wired different. And I got pretty lucky. I hired a guy recently, and here's what was funny is I'm talking to him. You know, first of all, I told you my ad. It said, if you're not easy to work with, don't reply. If you're not a rock star, don't reply. If you're not, what else did I put in there? I can't remember. I was just really to the point. So this guy this guy calls me, he replies, and he says, I'm the rock star you're looking for, right? Which a good salesperson is going to be pretty confident. And he gets on there, and I said, all right, man, you know, what's your interest level? He goes, I'm interested. I was like, great. So I was just telling him what we did. You know, here's what we do. We buy distressed houses, this, that, and the other. And I said, cool, we put everybody through a disc test. And so you can go to, you know, just Google free disc test. And because you're right, I didn't do the paid one. Pay 30, I could have. Free disc test, and the line goes quiet. And I was like, hey, did I lose it? And he's like, no, I'm just starting to take this test. And I was like, perfect. This is the guy, right? They move at a different pace.
Yeah.
A lot of this is a really funny stereotype. A lot of them are fidgety. Most of the ones I've met smoke. I don't know why that is. Maybe it calms them down and they're just wired hyper. But this guy who's good at sales, he is like, he can't sit still. He goes, oh, I'm going to take a disc test. Okay, I'll do it now. And he just gets it done. Like, let's just knock stuff out. And then he's saying, you know, I've had good luck in the past reaching people in the morning. So I'll just get up at 5 a.m. and start calling East Coast. I'm like, okay. Fired up. So all that to say, they're going to be wired different than most of us are. That's a good thing. But, you know, you're going to have to deal with some of it because it's the sales profession. Especially phone sales.
Sure.
They're a different breed. They're really high D people like that are just unique in society. Most, I don't know what the stats are, but most people come through in a disc test, you know, towards the other side of it, towards the S's and C's. So, yeah, that said, stay with it. Until is always our word. Keep talking to people. Like I said, you know, it sounds like, you know, Ben, you're in a little season here where tried a few and it hasn't worked out. Stick to the disc test. Find somebody that is really high D. They're out there. We bring a unique opportunity to the table. It's a cool opportunity. Chris jumped on the phone and had, I think he had 4 or 5 appointments in his first 90 minutes, right? So he's brand new. He asked me 3 questions about the script. It might have been 2. I gave it to him, and he goes, oh, I can do this. When do you want me to start? And I was like, how about tomorrow? And he goes, okay. So he needed, right? They don't ask questions, very few. And he was off to the races. So keep the ad out there. Keep it short and to the point. And just know that you're looking for people that are, right? It's not like they're, I mean, there are millions of people that can sell, but they're wired different than most of us. I mean, he's wired totally different than I am. So keep looking because you'll find him. But yeah, I wouldn't pay a guarantee.
Yeah, no, I'm not, but.
Yep, you don't have to. Okay. We're high ticket items. Here's the thing. You bring the unique opportunity to the table and you have to view it that way. And you have to talk about it with that much confidence. Not that you would ever come out and say that, but you know how to generate unique leads that a salesperson like Chris can jump on the phone with and put 4 or 5 under, you know, set appointments in the first 90 minutes. And he calls back and he goes, these are some of the easiest conversations I've ever had with people. That was after the first 90 minutes he called me. That was last Sunday. So, like, what, 8 days ago. So.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, stay with it. You just got to find a person or two, and they're out there.
All right, keep working on it.
Hey, you may post. I like somebody local. You could find somebody. Post an ad up in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that's going to sound odd for some of you, but Salt Lake is like the home of phone sales floors in the country. For whatever reason, I don't know why it's that way. Phone salespeople everywhere in Salt Lake City.
Good tip. Okay.
They're just massive phone sale where they just build, you know, multiple 100-person sales floors calling for, you know, sometimes selling one thing, sometimes just selling, right? There's just a group and they put it all together and they have all the technology and there's, you know, Mondays we sell for this group, Tuesdays we sell for this group, or however it's broken out, but It's like the Mecca in the U.S. for sales floors is Utah.
All right. Good tip.
So maybe try and add up there. Yep. Anything else, Ben?
That's it.
Hal, what's shaking?
Well, I've hit a snag with that deal. Big snag. Doesn't look like it's going to get closed for some time. I get it closed, but it's got found a guy that was supposed to sign off on the title, and he won't do it. And
why is that?
I don't know. He agreed to do it, and then I can't get a hold of him. I had the seller call him. We offered him $500 for his time because there's a lot of money in it. And talked to his girlfriend, and nothing worked. And had problems with my in fact, I just picked the file up today. I've talked to – we might have to go for a quiet title, which, you know, takes time. So I'm not giving up.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy that he won't sign it.
Well, but there's another thing, too, that happened. It had a second mortgage on it, went through the bankruptcy. The first mortgage wrote it off, released it. The second mortgage hasn't released it, and they won't talk to us. So I think we can get them in a quiet title, too. I've talked to an attorney about it.
Yeah.
And it might be a good thing in a way because I've been wanting to put together private money for myself.
Yeah.
Instead of selling it, I may just try to wholesale it to myself and keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like a good little deal. So.
It is. It's a real good deal.
Yeah.
And
this is a unique circumstance, clearly.
Oh, it is.
Most of them,
but
yeah.
I fired the gal that was the salesperson on it that set the appointment for me because of her attitude. She wants to get paid now anyway. And I said, read the contract, you know. Contract is you only get paid if we sell it.
You need to go party
when it closes. Yeah.
Yeah. So, at any rate. So,
What else is cooking?
Come on.
One of my other houses, we got two closings next week on rehabs. And one of them, they kicked the door in the other night and took the condenser. So,
come on.
I've been dealing with that for the week. But other than that, I'm calling, making some of my own calls, and I got a salesman I think is going to be good. So,
okay.
That's all.
Good stuff, Al. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
Did you want to come too, Brownie?
Somebody's got talking to somebody else. Hit *6 for us.
Nope, I'm laying in front of the fireplace. No way.
Who's no way? Who's in front of the fireplace? Who just said they're laying in front of the fireplace? Huh, not sure. All right, who else? Wish I was laying in front of a fireplace.
Mike, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Okay, on skip tracing, how difficult should that be if, like, this guy was doing it and he's telling me there's a lot that are in the trust, and he says he can't really find numbers for people that when they come in a family trust.
Yep. Yeah, they can be challenging. We usually park. So in the seller lead workflow that I use in FreedomSoft, if they can't find good numbers for a person, or first of all, if it's not a person, put it aside. And have a VA because you're going to get some corporations in there, some LLCs. Those can be found, but you're typically not going to use Intellius or Lexis for them, right? Those are more to find individuals. And so you can use a site like corporationwiki.com, or you can go to, you know, see if you can find a Secretary of State website, look up the LLC, look for websites, look for them on social media, that kind of thing. But yeah, it's a little bit different game. So you're going to come across it if you have a corporation or a trust. You know, sometimes it's amazing what you have access to. So you could maybe just have a second VA that, you know, just hire a VA that can do online research. You know, pay them $4, $5, $6, $7 an hour, and have them go in and grab those and see if they can dig anything up for you. If they cannot, you can always go direct mail with them. So, you know, it's good to have a little postcard on standby that you can drop in the mail that just says, you know, hey, interested in the property and over on 123 Main Street, wherever it is, and see if somebody will reply. But yeah, it goes to an online research and then to direct mail if you want to put some energy into it.
Okay. And yep. Then this guy's using a LexisNexis, and he says it cost him 60 cents a lead. Does that sound correct?
You know, I'm not exactly clear on their pricing. I'm paying a gal right now with Lexus 40 cents a lead. And so I'm not going to say that their 60 is his cost. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, he's saying just to use LexisNexis, it cost him 60 cents per lead, per address. And then
yeah,
per
research.
Yeah.
That could be, I don't know, that seems a little high. And it, you know, maybe it's based on volume. The more you pull, the cheaper it goes. I know Michael was on here last week talking about TLO, and it's a buck a lead unless you start doing volume. So that could be his arrangement. I've actually thought about trying to get set up with Lexus. I just haven't done it yet, so I don't know what their pricing schedule looks like. So what does he want to charge you per, if he's paying 50 cents?
What was it, a dollar, right around $1.05 per lead?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, man, that's a, yeah, I'd look for somebody else or offer him mm-hmm. less. I know Ben, who just chimed in, he's paying 75 cents a lead with Lexus.
Okay.
And here's the thing about it is you got a bird dog brings in a lead for $3 and then you
yeah.
get it skip traced for 75 cents or a dollar, whatever it is. That's like a $4 lead.
Yeah.
I mean, in the world of leads, that's a great lead for not a whole lot of money. And, you know, clearly you're not going to bat $1,000 on any lead system. So even if you're paying $1 or $1.05, you know, if somebody can do a good job for you and, you can get good data, that, you know, that's what matters. You know, you'll easily cover the cost of it with a couple deals. So,
okay.
But yeah, I would say, you know, if you have some now, instead of waiting, you know, maybe send them over. Get some numbers back and get on the phone. Let's talking to sellers, and then keep your ad on Upwork. And if you find somebody less expensive, just swap them out at a later date.
Okay, yeah, because I got I sent over 212 leads, and I got back like 156 that were done.
Okay.
So I already got a sales lady calling them already, so she's already got a couple appointments for
me. Fantastic. Ah, it's beautiful. Yeah, don't trip over, you know, 20, 30, 40 cents a lead to delay getting on the phone. So if you don't have an ideal skip tracer but they're working for now, keep them in place, find somebody else moving forward at a better price. But, yeah, I think you can find somebody with Lexus access for less than that.
Okay. So, yeah, I just didn't know what the going rate was for all that. So.
Yeah. 50 cents to a buck.
Do you guys ever get involved with land at all? Cause...
You know, not typically, but the thing about it is if here's the thing. The biggest demand is going to be single-family homes. Again, we're playing the percentages. I wouldn't make land a primary. If you come across a buyer that says, you know, I have $6 million, I'm looking for dirt, and you've got some deals moving and you want to put a little time, energy, and effort into generating land leads. I mean, you can have a bird dog drive for land. You know, some land has for sale signs on it, right? It's a little bit tougher with vacant lots, right? Because there's no house and address and that kind of thing there. So I would, unless you had a buyer that had a ton of money that said, find me this and I'll take it. Stay focused on the percentages, which are single family homes. It brings you into the biggest buyer pool. What's that?
Okay. Yeah, my bird dog sent me. She like if she finds them for sale by owner with just a piece of land, she just sends them for free. So she takes a regular snapshot of it. And...
Hey, yeah. Speaking of that, you know, I tell the bird dog single family homes only. But that can be changed, too. If you talk to a handful of buyers, you know, ask every buyer you talk to, do you buy multi-units or just single families? Because you want to know. If you get three or four legit buyers that say they want duplex, you know, maybe two, three, or four units, you know, tell your bird dogs, hey, as you're driving to two, three, and four units are game, so send these in. The other thing you got to tell them is if they're in neighborhoods, not if, when they're in neighborhoods and they see a roll-off with construction going on, tell them to pull over, go inside, introduce themselves, ask if the owner's there. Just say, hey, I'm a field agent for a real estate company that buys deals. You know, I'm just looking for the owner's name and number to see if they're still buying in the neighborhood. Because they're either fixing up a rental or they're fixing up a flip. Depends on what neighborhood you're in. But you've got somebody that's already pulled the trigger there. So have them pull over for that and have them every time they're driving your neighborhoods or your markets and they see a bandit sign, have them take a quick picture of that or jot down the phone number quick and send it to you, no matter what the bandit sign says, right? It's either there's a buyer on there. Sometimes a seller will post a bandit sign, but you want to talk to, you know, all those people. Let them, or I should say, train them to be your eyes as they're driving around.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got a pretty good lady that's driving around now for me. She does pictures for the bandit signs. I haven't done the roll-off with her yet, but she sends me free pictures of just vacant land for sale by owners. So, she likes to get
ask,
out.
I always like to ask if they're comfortable with that first before telling them to do it, right? Just say, hey, here's what's going on. Some people will be, some won't. That's fine. But to have them, you know, run inside, and it's not likely the owner's on site, but somebody there will know, you know, either the owner, GC, project manager, or something, and those are great people for you to connect with.
Yeah. No, this bird dog I got, she talked to everybody. She goes to the state sales and says, hey, are you selling your house? And
love it.
So she's good. She's giving me a lot of good leads. So.
Yeah, super extroverted, I'm sure. Personality type, doesn't have an issue with it. So that's perfect.
Exactly. So, okay.
Yep. Good stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, so how many, you have what did you say, 212 leads in?
I gave 212 to the guy, and I got 156 back.
Nice.
But I didn't give them all. I still got 400 more leads.
Wow. Did you just give him access to FreedomSoft?
No, the lady I have sales is doing FreedomSoft. The guy that skipped Trace, I just sent him all. I had a VA just put them all on an Excel sheet and just sent them that way for him.
Okay.
So he just had to do it that way. But I didn't want to give him all at once because I didn't know. I wanted to make sure because he wasn't for sure on how much it was going to cost yet, and he didn't have a real definition in price until he started looking at the lead. So.
Gotcha. But yeah, when you have somebody that you're going to use, just give them access. That's easier. Save the headache of the export and the import and trying to, you know, figure out duplicates and that kind of thing. I don't think, you know, this guy might be a little bit more than the going rate, but if you're getting good data back, that's what matters. I mean, if you have good numbers to call, and your salesperson will tell you, and it sounds like it's been decent because she's already set some appointments for you, which is good. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Good stuff. Perfect. So how many total vacants do you have generated? You said 400 something.
Leads?
Yeah.
I have over 600 now.
Nice. Love
so,
it.
I got rid of all the bird dogs, and I just used the one lady. I just said, give me 150 a week, and that's all I can afford right now. But she gives me 150. I said, give me 150 to 175. And she does.
That's perfect. And then how many hours is your sales gal putting in a week?
Right now, I just hired her Friday. So she's kind of doing it at home because she moved 3 hours away from where she used to live to take care of her mom. So we're not on a real schedule yet, but I still got to get with her. She's feeling things out. So
if she's kind of part to three-quarter time, you have your bird dog running 150 or so leads a week, they'll be a little bit ahead of what your salesperson can keep up with. So that works.
Okay.
Yep. Good stuff. Good stuff. We got now we got to take those conversations to offers.
Mark.
So, cool.
That's the next step here. So.
Yep. Anything else, Larry? Good update.
I think that's it for now.
Okay. Who else?
Hey, Mike. It's Terrence.
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, so
good. How are you? What's up?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. So good. I'm actually. I mean, we spoke on Baltimore. And yeah. I remember you telling me to go ahead and plug the numbers in for Baltimore MSA.
Yep.
And from the information that I got here, my P ratio dropped a little bit when I did the Baltimore MSA. But,
okay.
You know, as you know, it's a greater inventory, though. So my question
sure.
kind of is, would I be better off sticking with Baltimore City, being that the P ratio was a little bit higher, but obviously less inventory, or would I be better off doing the Baltimore MSA and kind of spreading myself out a little bit more?
Yeah, if you can go, if the greater area works, you'll be able to open up more territory to generate leads and probably work with more buyers. So what's the population just in Baltimore?
Just in Baltimore, population
yeah.
is 600,000,
okay.
620,000.
Yeah, you can probably do either. Start in Baltimore. You're over
okay.
a half million. Yeah, that's a good size. Yep.
Okay.
And what'll happen as you start to talk to buyers in Baltimore, right? Keep that your focus in the city. Just start asking them, hey, where else do you buy? Do you buy outside of the city? Do you buy other counties? Where else do you go? So start city with the plan to expand and just do that through conversation. See who buys elsewhere.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep. Yes, sir. Who else? Or Terrence, any other questions?
No, not at the moment. I had actually been finishing up a mailing campaign that I had started right before I joined the team with
yep.
like with Southern Maryland and Northern Virginia with the same bird dogs that I had been using, which is very
okay.
similar to what you guys have taught me. So what I did was I just kind of finished out the last set of letters and the campaign I was running already, and now I'm
yep.
opening up this new campaign with Baltimore using this system here. And I'm
cool.
just trying to figure out my angle and my approach with attacking Baltimore.
Yep. Yeah, just follow what's in the coaching center. Obviously, any questions like you just had, let us know. But, you know, get some people driving for you over the holidays here. This is a great time to, you know, to hire a bird dog or two, and they can make some extra money for this, you know, for Christmas coming up and that kind of thing. And then be ready to get on the phone tomorrow. Still a pretty good day to catch people. Wednesday's kind of hit or miss. Thursday and Friday are going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are, it's, you know, just family day, probably take that off, but maybe, you or salesperson back on the phone on Saturday, something like that. But yeah, it's a great time to generate leads because people are looking for extra money from now through, right on up to Christmas. It's a good time to have people out there driving. They'll be hungry.
Right.
So, yep. And then set up, you know, set up those bird dogs for the new year. You heard Larry just say he's got a gal that he told her, hey, bring me 150 a week. And that'll keep a full-time salesperson. You'll have to feed him about 200 leads a week, something like that, you know, 150 to 200. So this is a great time to get all that in place.
Okay.
No doubt. And I tell you what, a lot of investors, we've had some great Decembers just because people kind of check out. Great Novembers and Decembers for whatever reason, you know, talk to people. And, you know, here's the thing, too, is vacant homeowners, to have the calendar roll over to another year with that same problem, that same property that they can't get rid of, that's causing all these headaches, and to have a solution to get, you know, to just start new without this problem in their life in 2018, it's a great time to be on the phone with sellers. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, if other people want to go on vacation, that's fine. I'm going to put my foot on the gas. So I'm inviting you all to do the same. This is a good time of year to be generating leads and on the phone. So anything else, Terrence?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. All right. So if you don't have bird dogs working yet in Baltimore, get that ad posted today.
Yeah, I'm working on all that.
Get people driving next couple days. Yep. Good stuff. Who else?
Hi, Mike. This is Hussein.
Hey, Hussein. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, good.
Mike, I've been calling the cash buyers. I don't see any response coming back. Like the either it's going to the voicemail or going to the system.
Okay.
I didn't get it.
Which buyers did you call? The skip trace ones or the ones off Craigslist?
Ones on the Craigslist.
Okay.
Shall I start with the skip trace one?
Nope. I was going to say start with the Craigslist ones. How many did you call?
About 6 or 7.
Okay. And you left a voicemail for all of them?
A few of them I left voicemail and then.
Okay.
And the other one, it went to the assistant, VA, and they took the information. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, that's pretty common. They'll go to, like, a Pat Live or something where somebody will answer the phone for them. Most of them have called me back. Stay persistent. Call them again if you didn't go to an answering service. Maybe shoot them a text.
Okay.
Hey, you know, text message, I'm telling you guys, if phone, this is for anybody. If you try phone and it doesn't work, try text. People just respond. They read and respond to text messages.
Okay.
So say, and you know, don't ask if they want to talk to you. Say, hey,
right.
I found your number on Craigslist. Looks like you're buying in the area. I've got marketing, you know, whatever. I've got marketing that's about to drop and deals that should be here shortly. When can we chat? Just assume they want to talk to you. So, yeah, use text. Your phone isn't going, but again, this is a persistence game. That's all there is to it. If you just decide that, you know, I'm going to stay on the phone until I talk to 20 buyers, that's what'll happen. So that's, you know, at some point you just have to say, hey, I'm going to make calls today until I meet 5 more buyers and get them on the phone. So, and if you're leaving a message, anytime you're leaving a message, right, to a seller, to a buyer, script it out first and say, okay, if they don't pick up when I make this phone call, what am I going to say? And you always want to leave somebody, like, with a question or some reason to call you back, right? Hey, Hussein,
right.
This is Mike. I saw your ad on Craigslist. Looks like you're buying in the area. I've got marketing that's about to drop and deals coming. Call me when you get this, right? Give them some kind of a incentive to call you back. Or, hey, I saw you're out on Craigslist. Looks like you're buying houses. I've got a couple important questions I need to ask you. I'm going to have some deals for sale here in the near future. Right? And your important questions, they've all been asked. You're just saying that they're important, so they're kind of curious as to, oh, I wonder what this person wants to ask me. So just whatever the case, you know, write out, you know, before a phone call to a certain group, seller, buyer, whatever the case, just say, hey, in the event that they don't answer, let me type up a little script here that, you know, that makes it somewhat intriguing for them to call you back. So,
okay.
Yeah, keep talking to them. Keep talking. You got to have 10 to 20 conversations. So keep dialing until you get them and then ask, right? Just go through the questions right out of the coaching group. Where are you buying? What do you buy? What are your favorite zip codes? What zip codes do you stay away from? What price point do you prefer to buy in? You know, are you buying to hold properties? Are you buying to flip them, or do you do some of both? You know, do you pay cash for these? Do you use what, hard money, private money financing? You know, I like to ask that one. Hey, if I brought you something that was a smoking deal but had to close in 7 days, could you pull it off? I like to ask that one. So it gives me an idea of how quick they can make a decision and take action and show up to the table with funding. But yeah, you know, stock questions right out of the coaching center that buyers are talking to buyer script. So yeah, 10 to 20 conversations, ask them where they're going. So
sure.
Stay with it.
Okay. Yep. Good. Thank you.
All right. Who else? Quiet on a Monday. Come on. Somebody has a question. Hey, if you checked in after I said it, office hours Monday, Wednesday this week. All right. We don't move too many, but with Thursday being Thanksgiving, obviously, we'll do Monday, Wednesday. I'll send out an email about it, but if you're on here, I can just tell you now. Monday, Wednesday. Who else? question, update, anything? All right. I'm going to assume that we have it all covered. Any questions that you all had with who's on? So, hey, anything else, get an email into the coaching center next few days. Let's try and knock that out before Thursday. You know, clearly we give priority to emails that come into the coaching center, but just a lot of events going on Thursday, Friday, and through the weekend for all of us in the office here. So, yeah, everybody, again, just to reiterate, Monday, Wednesday, office hours this week. We'll go back to Monday, Thursday next week. But this is, you know, I said it before, this is a great time to be active. People are going to take their foot off the gas a little bit. You know, investors, whatever, whoever's in the market, and this is a great time to jump in there and really build some momentum prior to January in 2018 in the new year. So, you know, not just on the lead gen side, but talking to sellers, you know, see if you can't, I mean, these conversations now, see if you can't solve that problem for them by December 31st and just say, you know, hey, let me go to work for you and see if we can't get this, this headache out of your life before the end of the year. So it's a great time to keep your foot on the gas, not let up. So sound good?
Yep. Sounds good.
Okay. All right, everybody. Have a great afternoon or evening based on where you're at. Any questions, get them in the coaching center. Talk soon with everyone. And chat here in a couple days on Wednesday. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Yep, see ya.
Hello?